Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. All right, we are back for Bathroom Break. This is Jay Schwedelson from Do This Not That. I'm here with the Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials, and we're going to be talking about the power of building in public. But before we do that, I always like catching up and knowing what the hell is Daniel watching right now. So what is it? You go home, you're watching on TV. What are you putting on right now? I need to know.
So there's two shows I'm watching. One, me and I are watching Your Friends and Neighbors on Apple TV. It comes out every Friday. There's only three episodes. I kind of like having a weekly show since White Lotus is gone, and I'm kind of still recovering from that. And then I went back into the archives. I know this is a show that came out 2020, but it's like, but have you seen the show Industry?
I saw a few episodes of Industry. It's not bad. It's okay. You're a nerd that you're watching that. I want to ask you a question about Friends and Neighbors, though. So everyone that's not watching this with Jon Hamm, whatever. I don't mind Jon Hamm, but a big part of it has to do with very expensive watches. There's a lot of talk about very expensive watches in there. Are you like a watch snob loser? Like, do you have like expensive watches? Are you a total loser like that?
This is actually a funny thing about watches is I wear an Apple Watch and Ari begs me to take it off when I go out for dinners and like to see people. Like in public, she'll say, take off your watch, like Apple Watch. It's embarrassing me. So I don't have any watch except an Apple Watch and I'll probably stay like that. But it's still funny. Ari just makes me take those off.
That's amazing.
What about you?
I'm an Apple Watch guy. I'm not. There's no chance you would ever catch me being a watch loser. But I was out to dinner with somebody this past weekend and the dude had two watches. He had an Apple Watch and like a loser expensive watch on the other hand. I'm like, bro, what's the point of that? It's about telling time. You look like such an ass. It was unbelievable.
You only could pass off if you have like a Whoop in that. Like, but if you have an Apple Watch.
It was an Apple Watch. It was amazing. Anyway, let's jump into it. So we're talking about the power of building in public. I would say the number one content format that is viral, that gets engagement, big brand, small brand, is this idea of building in public. And let me just define what it means, and then I want to get Daniel's take. So building in public, if you really don't know what that means, it's really sharing the behind-the-scenes process of creating a product or a brand or an entire business, and you're sharing all of it, the good stuff, the wins, the fails, the hurdles you have to overcome, and being very transparent about it. Are you on board with, you know, the value of doing a building in public?
Yes, and the one thing people love seeing, and I've been seeing this trend on TikTok too, and this is going a little tangent on behind the scenes, but you'll see TikTokers post two videos now, and one video is the video that they made and then the behind the scenes of how they made the video. And the behind the scenes of how they made the video is 5x views of what the original video, because people want to see like the how, the why, how it was built, that this wasn't just something that popped up overnight. And that got me thinking about more content that people want to see, the raw, unfiltered. Another company that's doing this really well in ads. So you don't always have to do it only on social. You could do it in ads. You could do it in other places. Is Oats Overnight is showing, running ads on the story of how Oats Overnight became Oats Overnight, and then how they test product flavors and how customers like this and how their flavors are all natural and how they almost went out of business. And it's really, it gets me hooked. People want to hear stories and real stories. So that's why I think it works very well. But why, what do you think people should do when they are building in public?
Well, first of all, it's for everybody. You know, people think building in public might be for like a small startup and it's not for them. There may be a big brand or whatever, but it's for everybody. I love like Dharmesh from HubSpot. I love what he does. He's like a developer at heart. He'll come up with an idea in the middle of the night The next day he'll go on social. He's like, you know what? I think agentic AI is going to be a big deal. I just launched last night agent.ai, and I'm going to show you how it's going as it goes along. And then the beautiful part about doing that, he doesn't need to do that. HubSpot's enormous, right? You're getting real-time feedback. People jump in the comments, oh, this is cool, but you should think about this, that, or whatever. And while you're building in public, you're getting that reaction that can allow you to really dictate things and move things around. Like Crumble Cookie, a lot of the way that they've done stuff is building in public as well. Or even, you know, Notion, which is like the collaboration tool and all, they've built their whole thing by building in public. I need to do more building in public. You know, even for our events, somebody said to me, you all should like make a video series about planning your event behind the scenes and the chaos of it. And I'm like, you know what? I need to be doing that because that's what I would want to see.
Let's just break down a little bit of like some things that people should think about is the reason why this works. Like, for example, like the reason why people want to hear the why, not only like the what. So like they want to know why they made the decision. You made a decision because people love feeling like they're insiders.
Yes.
Like they want to feel like they're part of something. They also want to see the messy stuff because the messy stuff shows like the struggles, the debates, the failed tests, the tough roadmap makes your brand feel like more human, like you're going through real struggles. And then also the third thing is people like characters. Like they want to know like the characters in a show. And same as Oats Overnight does this really good now. It's like the founder, the VP of product, the VP of marketing, the director of e-commerce. There's different characters in this show that are making the brand feel more human. It shows different point of views of what, because everybody has a different point of view of how things are going. And also, the last thing I'll add on this is like, it's a great way to get a feedback loop. Because as you're like going through this process, you can ask polls, questions to your audience, ask like, what do they like? What do you do? So it's a very good testing ground to ask people. So those are the way where I think about building in public. And then the last thing I think what people make a mistake is, these are still videos. Every video needs a hook, even as it doesn't. So don't just make videos. Like, think about what makes videos work and work backwards from that. I just wanted to add that as well.
Yeah. And, you know, something you said is really important, which is leave in the messy part where you kind of screw up or whatever. I learned this just this past week. I was on the Amy Porterfield podcast. That's a big podcast, whatever. And when Amy was starting to record it, she had all these technical issues. Things are going sideways when we started recording it. And then when she aired the episode, she included it. And she talked about it. She goes, we just went through like 10 minutes of really messed up stuff, but here we are. It happens to me too, whatever. And then all the comments were like, oh my God, I'm so excited to see that you had technical issues too, because so do I. And it's like the humanity of your business. I don't care how big or small you are, is what is relatable. So leave in the messy parts, because that's the stuff that we all feel how we get connected to a brand.
Yeah. And I think also people want to know why you're making the decisions you're making in the thought process behind, if you have a product or a service, like why did you decide to launch this service versus that service, this feature versus that feature, this flavor versus that flavor, and go behind the scenes. People want to know the why. They want the insider scoop. So I think this is a great way to make people actually have a fandom of your brand. And we talked a little bit before the show of like brands that are doing, and you name some like Poppy and, but you also, the most important people that need buy-in are, if you can get the founder to have buy-in of this, you are really winning. Need, like the founder has the story, has the pain point, is a face that will probably be there for a long time and the series should last a long time. So make sure the founder is part of this as well, if you can. Otherwise, it's fine to do the marketing team and stuff like that. But the founder is a very important piece of this puzzle.
All right. So before we wrap up, we started with TV shows. There's a new season out of the show You, which is the dude who's like a murderer, that Penn Bagley dude, Badgley dude, whatever. Are you going to be watching You on Netflix?
I watched the first season, then I kind of fell off. But I did hear some clips on TikTok that he almost turned down the role of Dan and Gossip Girl, which would have been a pretty huge thing. But apparently he was like acting since 12 years old, which is kind of crazy. And he was, imagine being working since you're 12 years and burnt out at 20. He was like burnt out before getting the Gossip Girl, but Gossip Girl changed his life, but still.
It's got to be, crazy. Being a child actor, being young, I just saw, and I probably shouldn't talk about this, but I just saw Haley Joel Osment got like arrested because he was like drunk. The guy from The Sixth Sense, the kid that was in the movie The Sixth Sense, he's older now, but he was wasted saying really horrible things. I mean, it's so rare for a kid actor to come out normal. I mean, maybe that's what messed you up. Were you a kid actor or something?
No, as you could tell, but I could tell you were a performer for sure.
Oh, I did a couple of high school plays. I did. It was really embarrassing. I didn't want to. My one of my teachers was the drama teacher, and he told me if you don't do the play, I'm going to fail you in this other class. So yeah, so that was horrible. All right, let me tell everybody something. Listen, we're circulating this show. If you listen to this thing, put it up on Instagram, tag Marking Millennials, tag me. It's my full name. We will reshare that on our stories. Let us know that you're listening to The Bathroom Break. We will reshare every single person who tags us and talks about The Bathroom Break. You all are awesome. Daniel, you got anything else?
No, I will 100% reshare it on our stories. Jay has almost 40,000 followers. Marking Millennials has 151. We'll share it to our audience. If you tag that you listen to this episode or a takeaway from this episode or any of our episodes that we
amazing. All right, we'll see you guys in the next one.
Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marking Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, The Bathroom Break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.